face, Taraxus.
Stop saying that.
The Dutchman's treasure.
Are
we
recording?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, Jesus.
I have fooled you. We are recording.
You have been
this
fooled.
This is the official one.
You fool.
This is official test take one.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Oh, it's not a test, though.
No, it's... Well, you can say the beginning.
What, did you just pick up an envelope? I thought it was a piece of cheese.
Yo, have you been seeing those those big...
Man.
Oh, no! Cheese. It's the cheese.
Cheese.
If you can see right now,
cheese.
Colin is hitting me in the face with
a
manila that looks
like
a little bit like cheese.
That you put keys
is that
in.
My name on there?
Yeah, it does.
It is my name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I got for my key to the room.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, were you referring to those memes about the parents throwing cheese on babies?
Yeah, I was watching some compilations of that today, but like...
Yeah,
it's so funny.
What kind of monster throws cheese at their child?
I would,
because
it's
right.
Funny and I do it for the memes. But anyway, welcome to the loading screen, guys.
Welcome.
Load.
How come I'm always the one that has to share a mic?
Because we don't have a third mic yet.
Yeah, but why do I don't get a break?
Well, you didn't yell at Nick and tell him, "Hey, can I use that mic?"
I mean, you could have got this one.
Nick, do you want to come over here and share with Greg?
No, it's too late now. We're already recording.
Too much audio issues as it is. But welcome to the loading screen. This is a Bulldog Radio podcast.
One of these days, I'll get my own microphone. Until then, hi.
Hello. You want to? I'm Greg.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Nick.
Hello.
The man who still doesn't have his own mic.
We're working on that, Colin.
Yeah,
Jesus.
We'll use that company credit card and expedite ship it.
Well, we're working on it.
All right.
I'm trying my best, all right?
Okay. You're doing great.
People yelling at me every day, and I feel like I want to appreciate it. But that's a discussion for another time. On this show, we talk about video games, because video games make us happy, and they make us joyous and fun to play.
They do.
So, we're a Bulldog Radio podcast, as I said before at the beginning of the show.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
But let's get into the news, because that's what people are excited about.
Yes.
That's what people are talking about. So for the first topic today, I have, are you all aware of Days Gone?
I have heard of this.
No,
game.
I have
out.
Not.
It's an open world, right?
Yeah, it's like an open world.
Open world zombie game. I should probably sit closer.
Oh, Nick's eyes.
Yeah.
An open world zombie game.
Yeah,
you play
some guy that can ride a motorcycle. And
yeah, you're like
zombies.
Part of like a biker gang.
Yeah, I know very little about this game. I did read a Kotaku article today that said Days Gone is a triple A video game, the video game.
Yes. I did see that same article today, yeah.
Interesting.
Very
interesting. Very
generic.
I say, is it the new Metal Gear in terms of cutscenes? The studio behind the game, Studio Ben, says about 20% of the 30-hour campaign is purely in-game cutscenes. What do you think about that?
I'm sorry. Did you play Metal Gear Solid 4? Because I'm pretty sure 80% of that game was cutscene. Like, that was just a movie.
Wasn't there one cutscene that went on for about 2 hours?
It was one cutscene. I believe it was, like, about an hour and 40 minutes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Jeez.
I'm actually going to fact check that.
That's a whole, almost whole movie.
So, like, Days Gone. $20 says the main character has, like, a really deep voice and constantly says one-liners. I'm a biker guy. I'm going to kick some zombies.
Sons of Anarchy with zombies.
Which is an awesome show, by the way.
Yeah.
Four separate scenes in the game's finale add up to 71 minutes of non-play, and they are longer than some theatrical films.
That is... Well, there's your Metal Gear movie, Colin.
I just want the ending of Metal Gear 4
so
I can cry again.
There it is. But how do you feel about that? Do you feel like more cutscenes like take up
the
game?
I don't mind it, because... If it makes the game a more thematic experience for me, I feel like...
If you feel like it has, like, emotional impact.
Yeah, go for it. Because if a game like Last of Us, that's a very beautiful, cinematic game.
For sure.
And not necessarily... Like, more cutscenes... In my opinion, more cutscenes don't necessarily hurt the game,
mm-hmm.
as long as the story's good. And as long as it still has good gameplay, I'm going to be all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I agree,
yeah.
But it's like the only like tidbit from that is if someone accidentally hits skip and there's a whole bunch of information lost that
Listen.
They're suddenly in a battle and I'm like, oh wow, how did I get here?
Well, yeah. Listen, maybe they should watch where they're pressing buttons then.
I think
exactly.
Like, I think like a good idea is that if you're doing like maybe a speed run or you already know what happens, then like maybe your second playthrough of the game it adds a skip cutscene option.
No, that way you don't accidentally skip.
Or it can be, because I know some games will implement, like, you have to hold down the button for it to skip. Like, you press A, and then it'll have, like, a little circle, and then the circle will slowly fill as long as you press A.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That's like, actually really, really unique.
I don't remember.
But I know that there are games that do that, and that is such a great idea.
Yeah. Because that way you can't, it's not just an accidental button press.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, shoot,
yeah.
I just skipped 30 minutes.
But it looks good. It looks exciting. It's further down on my list of games that I want
to
get.
Yeah, I kind of actually forgot about that game, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just another generic zombie game. It's another generic open world zombie game. And, like, I feel like that game, I feel like it would have been better if it was just a linear game, like Uncharted or something.
Ooh.
But making it open world is cool. I don't know. I'll have to play it. And see.
I'll probably play it once, like, down the road after it comes out.
Yeah, it's a little cheaper, maybe. But
what are some other open world zombie games you guys have played?
Dead Island.
Yeah, Dead Island was good. What is another one that's like super, super good? Wasn't that...
Oh, Dying Light.
Dying Light.
That's what I was going to say. That one? The parkour
game.
Oh, and
we're getting Dying Light 2.
Are we really?
Yeah. You didn't see? Yeah.
I didn't finish it yet, but, like, I got to say, I was really terrified once night fell.
Oh, my gosh. And there's, like, predator-looking mother.
Doesn't the game get...
come out?
Yeah.
Doesn't the game, like, get, like, 10 times harder
yeah.
once, like, night falls?
Yes.
You could, like, turn into, like, those evil, like, zombies, couldn't you? And, like, attack other players?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It was pretty cool, actually.
That's so cool.
Yeah. All
right. So my second topic is, Colin, you like Star Wars, right?
I am a fan.
Nick, you like Star Wars, right?
I do.
Oh, well, then this is for you. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, the game by Respawn, the guys that did Titanfall and Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm.
You're turning my head like you haven't heard about this. Have you not heard about this?
I have not. Nick's please continue.
Okay, well, here's
loaded.
Some background info. So last year, EA, or Respawn, because they're owned by EA, they announced that they were making a... I think it's a third-person open-world Star Wars game, where it's like a third-person kind of like, you know, it can be open-world, but it's also like linear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Star Wars game that takes place between 3 and 4 during the Jedi Purge, and you play as a Padawan that wasn't killed during the Purge.
I love
really?
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, yeah it's basically, but it's like, it's supposed to be.
Is it canon?
It is canon.
Oh.
It is canon.
Wow.
But it's this. So you're probably going to like this. The script is pretty much done. It's being written by Chris Avalon, who is a writer for Knights of the Old Republic 2, and is shooting for a fall release with a full reveal next month.
Ooh.
So we're getting actually like a full reveal at Star Wars Celebration next month in April, which is in Chicago.
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 It'd be fun if we could go to that.
If we could go to that. If tickets are still available, we should totally look at
that. Oh, yeah, we should. We should.
I lose my mind.
Any idea of who the voice actors are?
No. There's only, like, just the name has been dropped, who's writing it, and that's it. And, like, when
there's no, like,
out.
Character
Ooh.
Leaks or anything?
No, nothing that crazy, because they're really keeping this under wraps.
What's
but I'm super excited. Star Wars Jedi, because it's supposed to be, like, Star Wars Jedi : Fallen Order. So the idea is that maybe this is, like, the first in the series
Ooh,
of Star Wars Jedi games.
Execute Order 66.
Oh!
I'm so excited. Because that's such a cool time, the Jedi Purge.
Yeah, it's when all those younglings got
killed
by Anakin. That was great.
Wow, spoiler alert.
You've had, like, how many, like,
you had how many years?
It's, like, 12, 13-year-old movie. It's your own fault.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. Gosh.
Wait, you're telling me Anakin is Darth Vader? What?
Oh, my.
No.
Oh, that's his father? What?
He has his legs cut off? What?
Right. Next.
But, yeah, Star Wars Jedi. I'm super excited.
Oh,
number
yeah.
three.
This.
Apex Legends, also made by Respawn,
yes.
has topped 50 million players in its first month. Quicker
wow.
Quicker than Fortnite.
Good.
Which I think hit 20 million in its first month.
I wish it would.
Question,
hit
like,
zero
what was there a trailer at all for Apex?
No.
Because like, it
no.
kind of popped out of nowhere.
It went away. Bam.
I heard that they teased about it and they semi revealed it last year, but nobody paid any attention to it.
Huh.
And then it just drops and everybody's like, oh, I'm gonna go play
it
this.
It just dropped and stole all the thunder away from Anthem.
Yeah. Oh yeah, from Anthem, and almost killed Fortnite. Or is it basically killing? I just hit the.
It basically killed Fortnite.
Have you guys? Speaking of, I'm sorry, segue. Speaking of Anthem,
yeah.
have you guys seen that Anthem is crashing, like hard crashing PS4s?
Yes.
it's just shutting them down.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's messed up.
And I think they're working on a patch for it, I hope.
I would hope so. So PS4 players can actually play their game.
Well, I don't play it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Hey,
Xbox Squad.
Take that, EA.
Rich.
But moving on to number four. In a recent leak is to be believed. I spelled believe wrong.
You sure did.
Modern Warfare 2 is next in line for a remaster if an ESRB rating for the game was leaked is true.
Ooh.
So we could. I heard this rumor was like thrown around like a couple months ago. Like there was like a leak that was like, hey, Modern Warfare 2 is being remastered because of this leak. And it was like, okay, where is it? And it never came out. So like now that this is resurfacing, like I'd get it. I love Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
And I played the remaster 1 and it was super good. Like so I feel like that's when Call of Duty was like at its
I never played the remaster 1
two,
because I never
2 and 3
Infinite
were my
Warfare,
favorites.
Even though I love Kit Harington. Yeah, I never got on that.
Oh yeah, he was in that, right?
He was the main villain of Infinite
Warfare. Wait, Kit Harington?
Yeah, Jon Snow was the
John
main
Snow.
Villain of
what?
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare where you're in space. Right? That was it.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah, it was like it was space movie. Call of Duty. It was Star Wars Call of Duty.
It was Halo.
It was Halo. But yeah. Oh, speaking of Halo, Halo Infinite's gonna be at E3.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Halo
they're gonna unveil all the gameplay and everything like that, characters
Ooh.
And the story. Apparently, it's a spiritual rebirth or a successor to Halo, so it's basically like rebooting.
But
franchise.
I was so invested in the campaign from Halo 5, where Cortana turns
wait,
evil.
Wait, there was a Halo 5. Oh wait, I forgot. It was totally forgettable.
Oof.
I'm sorry.
Does what?
What? Yeah. Halo 5 was just like a whole mess of stuff.
Okay, so the advertisements totally misled the actual campaign because there was always that there was the advertisement campaign that was like hunt the truth, and then there was a whole podcast that you could listen to with Keegan Michael Key as the host that I listened to.
But Keegan Michael Key was on the Halo podcast.
Oh, I love Keegan Michael Key.
No, it was like he was acting as a character inside the Halo universe.
Okay.
Who was doing like a Hunt the Truth podcast, like finding out the history
cool.
of Master
yeah.
Chief. None of that was related to the game at all.
Oh, come on.
It was ridiculous. I was like, what? Because I watched all that, and I was like, oh my god, this is so excited for the game.
Mm-hmm. Like, you mean to tell me they had an opportunity to put Keegan Michael Key in the game, and they didn't take it?
Yeah.
Come
Plots
on.
Plots was the
guy
Master
that
Chief is Keegan Michael Key.
No, he's Jordan Peele.
Oh, that'd be cool. Jordan Peele. But no, I'm super excited.
Like that.
Did you hear Sony's not going to be at E3 this year?
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of happy about that because they have nothing to show.
Don't
I mean, like,
when's Days Gone come out?
Days Gone comes out in April, I think.
I thought they were going to show the PS5 or something.
No, they'll do their own.
I'm not ready for a new console.
I know. It just feels like the PS4 and Xbox just came out, even though it was 2013 when they released it.
6 years ago.
Yes.
I know numbers.
But I don't think they'll come out until like 2020.
I hope not.
So
I
like
hope
the
they don't come out
until
like 2022.
2021 is where I'm going to put my money. 2020 is actually where I'll put my money.
Yeah.
Like the end of 2020.
Too close. I just got all three and I don't need any. I just want. I'm fine.
Well, the Switch is 2 years old now. Can you
believe
that?
It is. I can't. Oh, that's
happy
so
birthday,
wacky.
Switch.
Happy birthday, Switch.
I love that console.
In dog years, they're 14.
But is the Switch a dog?
The controller is because it looks like a dog.
Oh, yeah. It kind of
remember
that?
That?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll show you pictures.
Why does Nick always look confused about
everything?
Everything
we talk about, Nick's like, what?
What are you talking about? But speaking of the Nintendo Switch, we're going to move on to the reset where we talk about retro games. Retro games.
Oh,
news.
Wow. Okay, I see it now.
Yeah, see?
Oh, it's a little popper.
With the off-centered eyes.
With the off-centered eyes. Save that popper.
All right, anyway.
Turok is coming to Nintendo Switch with Turok 2 coming at a later date.
Huh.
All right, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I've never played Turok.
I have
I
not.
I played the first one.
Really? Was it good?
Yes.
Isn't it just
but I was also a I was also a tiny child. Yeah.
Did it spook you?
Yes, it did.
Ooh.
There's a giant T-Rex in the game. Like, midway through the game, it's very scary.
I hope. See, along with the Turok, I heard they're also bringing Resident Evil to the Switch. Like, all the...
Oh, yeah. Zero?
One and Zero, they're bringing over to the Switch.
I thought they were bringing 4 over.
No.
Oh.
Just 1 and 0.
Remaster 4. I think we talked about this last week, but
probably.
Remaster 4. I'll
probably bring up Resident Evil.
4 is great. I love 4.
I'm on a Resident Evil kick.
But, yeah.
Evil
and also, well, I actually missed the topic. It's kind of like what we
you
go over.
You just
like,
got stumbled.
I just got stumbled. I've had a long day.
Oh,
we missed, like, what you playing, which is the
we
second
we can
topic.
Go back and
we
do it.
We can go back and do it. What you playing? What you playing, Nick?
I've been playing a number of games. I've been I've been on Anthem for a little bit, on and off, because my I like to play in groups. Oh. So I've been playing with my friends, and whenever they're not on, I can just level up my character or just do other stuff. I've also went back into Red Dead Story, because it's getting really, really good.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of playing GTA online, and it's all right.
Are you playing Red Dead online?
Not since the update.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, not because of the update. I just haven't played online in a little bit.
Okay. Wait, there was an update. What was the update? Was it a bad update? Or?
I've been hearing bad things about it. Due to reviews. I heard that they nerfed a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, certain weapons lost their luster.
Did they nerf the lasso?
I certainly hope not.
the lasso
just bounce off your chest.
Yeah.
What was that? Yes.
You have to hit a headshot to lasso someone.
God. You have to aim for their pinky toe in order to grasp them. Like, ow, my pinky toe.
But let's move on to our last segment of the day.
Oh, what? We don't get to talk about what we've been playing?
Oh, what are you playing?
Colin, what's your plan?
Sorry. Jeez.
I am off today.
It's okay, bud.
You want to become the host?
Yeah, I'll be the new host.
Okay. It's all right. Put your head down for a second.
All right. I have been playing a lot of Resident Evil, like the remake one.
Evil Residents.
Stop that. Otherwise known as Biohazard in Japan. But no, yeah, I've been playing that a lot recently. Because I never played that as a kid. The only Resident Evil game I've beaten was 7. And I just want to play it so I can play Resident Evil 2 Remake. Because that looks amazing. I mean, maybe. I know Dylan, my roommate, has one.
Dylan.
I bet if he asks nicely.
Oh, Dylan. Has it for PlayStation 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
See,
awesome.
I just plan on buying it because I'm not a cheapskate like you. I'm kidding. All right, Greg, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Smash. I'm playing a lot of Smash.
Smash.
I'm trying to do better as King Dedede.
Jesus, King Penguin.
But that's pretty much all I've been really playing. I downloaded Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links.
Oh, hecky.
I know you'd be really excited about that because I was watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Last night.
As one does.
So I was watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Last night, and I was watching the Battle City series. The Battle City arc. So I was watching like a couple episodes of that, and I was like, I really want to go back and play Yu-Gi-Oh!
Kaiba!
Listen.
Oh, and I bought new cards, too.
Yeah, I have my Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards in my house. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we should have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
If I could find my old Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, have my mom mail them to me.
Oh, also,
Ma, I need you to do
it's
something.
It's Duel Monsters.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's like everyone says, play Yu-Gi-Oh.
We don't live in the anime, Nick, so it's Yu-Gi-Oh. When you buy a pack of cards, does it say Duel Monsters on it, or does it say Yu-Gi-Oh?
It says Yu-Gi-Oh, because that's the name of the show.
Magic is better.
Oh, Magic is fun.
Oh, you're
that
guy. You
only play Commander.
Because Commander is the only true format.
That's not true. We're not getting into this discussion.
I will have an entire episode arguing with you.
Take your time.
Jeez, Opeats. All right, next.
Fine, if you want to take over. All
right, I'll take over.
You take my laptop.
I'm the king now.
Yeah, you take over.
All right,
I'm the captain now.
Welcome to the game over section of the podcast.
Game over, man.
Game over, man.
Our first topic, Oscar Isaac wants to play Solid Snake in a Metal Gear Solid movie, and the director also wants him. It's just a matter of time.
Who that?
Oscar Isaac? He's Poe Dameron from Star Wars, like the new Star Wars.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! I read about that!
I follow this guy on Instagram. His name is Boss Logic.
Boss
he does
Logic.
A bunch of like, cool art.
My name's Boss.
Let me see if I can find it. But he did a drawing of Oscar Isaac as Snake.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
That.
Oh, it looks so good.
Huh.
It looks so cool.
It's going to be like a young Snake or something?
I'm assuming it's going to be like Snake from Metal Gear Solid. Like when he's
probably gonna be the first one, right?
Yeah, because I doubt they're gonna make a movie about Metal Gear like the old NES game.
Yeah, they're gonna
be
like.
Yeah.
Metal Gear,
hey,
I'm sorry.
I'm not done here. I am in charge of this podcast now.
So
you just been thwarted.
That's fine.
But yeah.
Thwarted.
I could see him being a Solid Snake. Like Oscar Isaac's a really good actor. He was in Ex Machina too. He was.
Oh, that movie was great.
Guys in that.
Ex Machina was awesome.
Yeah. So So if he and I, he has the right kind of acting chops. I could see him playing Snake.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him really like
do any crazy roles.
Do any crazy like stunt work or anything. I know he's been in Star Wars, but I've never seen him like do like
he was
action.
He was in X-Men Apocalypse.
Wait, he was as who?
He was Apocalypse.
Oh, he was.
That was Oscar Isaac.
I forgot
he was Apocalypse?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, big revelations.
I think you mean
arc.
Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers movie, because that's what he looked
no.
like.
Yes, he does look like Ivan
no.
Ooze.
That's
oh,
what
God.
He looks like. But, yeah.
I'm Ivan Ooze.
Is that what Ivan Ooze says?
Ooze.
All
right. I'm going to ooze ya. I'm going to steal your parents and make them mine. Is that true?
I
yeah,
forgot the
that's
plot
what he
of the
did.
Movie.
Oh.
You don't remember the movie?
What, no.
X-Men?
No, Power Rangers.
Oh, no. you want to take this back?
The Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
I'm confused.
It's no longer a podcast. It's just a mean podcast where we make noises.
Oscar Isaac for Mr. Krabs live action.
Mr. Krabs? Pearl, me daughter Pearl. Me first
But yeah, with the Oscar Isaac thing, I'm just interested to see who the rest of the cast is actually gonna be.
Because
if they're stop it.
No, I'm serious. Like, oh my god.
Because if they're actually adapting the first Metal Gear Solid game, I'm interested to see who would play Revolver Ocelot and like Liquid Snake alongside Oscar Isaac as Solid Snake.
Jared Leto is going to play Psycho Mantis.
Jared Leto needs to stay away from this movie.
He's playing Morbius. Did you see that new the new picture of him as Morbius?
Yeah, everyone's
no.
favorite living vampire.
It's just his eyes.
Okay, so Sony's making a Morbius movie, which is a Spider-Man villain that literally no one cares about.
A standalone?
Yeah.
What is with the standalone
it's
villain
movies? It's
because
Sony still has all the rights to these characters, and they're gonna use them.
They're going to milk all the Spider-Man
movies. Because they're making a Silver Sable and Black Cat movie. They're making... Kraven the Hunter movie. Yeah.
All these stuff just obscure. Like, they're like, oh, if Marvel can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, because
Remember did that last and failed? DC.
Oh.
And
sad.
Now they're not doing, like, this whole universe thing.
I'm excited for Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Oh, I want to see that.
Wait, that's actually going to be a thing?
Yeah.
What, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker?
Yeah.
There's pictures of him.
Okay.
Nick, you're so out of the loop.
Jeez.
I'm not out of the loop. It just looks fake.
It's so real. You spelled Joaquin. There's no U in Joaquin.
I don't know how to spell his name.
Yeah.
So this is basically Joaquin. What he looks like.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, I saw that. It just looks fake.
No, it's real.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's actually happening. It's like super, super. I think it looks really cool. I wish the coat was purple.
Well, I
looks like a birthday clown.
That's what. See, it's not going to be like the Joker from Suicide Squad, though.
No, it's
gonna like
be
his
like
own separate thing. It's going to be like more of a character study.
They said it's, yeah, like a character study kind of thing and like basing off Cesar Romero's Joker.
I hope he makes all those jokes too.
What, is he going to have a hand buzzer now too?
He's going to be like,
and
a
sporting
bomb,
flower?
Not bad, and he's going to blow up. But that's the question is like, would Batman show up?
I doubt it. I doubt Batman in the movie.
Okay, here's another one. Yeah. Who's, okay, so the movie The Batman that's going to come out,
The Matt Reeves one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that Ben Affleck's out, there's questions on who's going to be the new Batman.
I want John Hamm.
John Hamm?
I want John Hamm.
John Hamm. I said that from the very beginning. I think John Hamm would be a perfect Batman. He even wants to play Bruce Wayne in Batman.
John Hamm looks so much like Batman.
There was
that
also,
it's nuts.
There was also a petition to have also going back to Oscar Isaac as Batman.
No, I don't see that.
I can't see that.
No.
I see him more as a Robin.
I don't know.
Red Hood. Oh, wait, no. Never mind, because Red Hood belongs
Robin. No, not Robin. No.
He was in Supernatural.
Jensen Ackles?
Yes.
Yeah.
He should be Red Hood.
Jensen Ackles.
I've heard that.
He is a great Red Hood. He did the voice work for Red Hood in Batman Under the Red Hood.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
You didn't know
that? Was a great movie. No,
wait, it was so good.
Oh, look who's talking. Oh, you didn't know that? Didn't know this movie info that came out like
no, but like,
a year ago.
I still, okay, I knew about it. I just didn't think it was real.
Check your facts, Nick.
Finn from Jake the Dog from Adventure Time is his voice actor did Joker for that movie.
Yeah, no.
John DiMaggio.
Mm-hmm.
John DiMaggio.
I like that you said Finn Jake from Adventure Time.
I didn't really watch the
Adventure
Time.
Yeah, he's also a Bender from Futurama.
Oh, yeah. I could have just said vendor.
Yeah.
You dingus.
I was having this isn't even a video game podcast. We're just talking about it.
Can we just make this a pop culture podcast?
We really could make it
hour long. We just cover pop culture.
We could just talk. Oh yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness history. We're about to change the entire format of the show.
Oh boy.
We're moving on to much bigger, bolder things. I don't know why this wasn't already a thing.
Honestly.
We're gonna come up with a new name.
Okay, here's another question. The MCU.
Yeah.
It's time for a Fantastic Four movie.
They're gonna come.
They just got the rights.
John Krasinski.
Oh, they finally got him as.
No,
yes.
No.
They haven't cast him.
Oh, they haven't.
But no. this is what everybody.
There's
wants
so much light in Nick's eyes. Like, oh my. Yes.
I really want
John
this to happen.
Krasinski.
I really want this to happen.
It's gonna happen.
Listen.
Hopefully.
John Krasinski. Oh, hopefully. We'll see.
Get Emily Blunt is visible.
Yeah.
Who would play Johnny Storm?
Oh.
Okay. So there's talk about Chris O'Donnell. Or,
Wasn't he Batman?
No, he was Robin.
He was Robin.
Sorry.
With
the
George Clooney.
Okay,
Batman.
He needs to, redeem himself for that role.
Like, I mean, he's in that one, and I think he's in NCIS, like, Los Angeles or something.
Oh, was he?
No, it wasn't Law and Order. I know that for a fact.
Okay, like, who do you guys want to be the Thing?
The Rock.
No.
I honestly feel like that's the only choice.
No.
Okay, if The Rock is going to be the Thing, then Kevin Hart needs to be Dr.
Oh
Doom.
Oh, my God.
First of all, bow. Okay. Bow. Bow. Ping, pang,
I got magnetic powers.
I'm going to shock you. Like this. Pow. Mm.
Come here, Mr. Fantastic.
Apparently, I don't watch enough Kevin Hart stand-up. Oh, my.
Oh, that's great.
That just killed Nick.
That just happened.
You just killed me.
I guess we're just turning this into a pop culture podcast.
Popcast.
Oh,
anyway.
Podcast. That's what we'll call it.
Popcast.
Pop culture.
Where we talk about soda pop.
We're just like breaking.
I like this.
New grounds here.
Oh, boy.
But literally, right. I'm going on to my last topic here, which really, I don't know why I chose this topic, but
yeah.
I'm going to roll with it.
I was reading this. I was like, I don't know where to go with this.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Take your laptop back.
So. Sorry.
Guess we're not going to
apparently
last
topic. We're not going to last topic.
In the trailer for
Endgame?
No, Spider-Man
Far From Home?
Far From Home, yeah. When it pans from what used
that
to
it's,
be
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Can you not let the man?
Yes. Please?
Oh wait, what?
Yes. Anyway,
right.
What?
That wasn't what I was going to say.
I wasn't paying attention.
So what is panning from what used to be the Avengers Tower? Apparently, there's, like, rumor that that's going to be the Baxter Building.
Oh!
Rumor from who?
The internets.
The internets. More than one source.
Oh, the internets.
More than one source.
I hate that they revealed that trailer came out before Endgame did. Because you already know, everyone that died in the snap is fine.
Well, no, I mean, like, I think Marvel's a little smarter than that. I think they'll...
I mean, like, obviously, like, have you not read comics?
I already knew the release schedule of all upcoming MCU movies. So there's no like, oh, Black Panther 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Do you think it was funny that they released the Far From Home trailer, like, literally a couple months before Endgame, when we know Spider-Man is dead? Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Infinity War, what's wrong with you?
Guys, I don't feel so good.
Good.
I don't want to go. Mr. Stark.
We're in Endgame now. I am.
We're in the Endgame now. Why did you do that, Doctor Strange? We're in the Endgame.
They never said the title in the movie. The Russo brothers lied.
Really did.
They did lie. They were like, the title of the next movie is not spoken in the movie. Infinity
no, they
War.
Said it was.
No, they said it wasn't.
No, they didn't.
They said it wasn't.
They said that it was.
Find the
anyway,
article.
Anyway, last topic.
Fine.
We're running out of time.
We got all the time.
Oh, boy.
But fine. Pokemon fans want to protect Sobble at all costs. According to Twitter and Polygon, the internet is posting about how to cheer up Sobble and is saying that he's the best starter since Torchic.
That's where you're wrong, kiddo.
First off, Sobble is going to be the best. I'm so excited for this little boy.
I hope Sobble ends up like Snivy and just becoming a gross final evolution that no one loves.
yeah, that's true.
Snivy was so gross.
Snivy was so bad.
Yeah.
And then there was Emberor.
Hey! Nothing's wrong with Emboar.
Emboar.
How dare you?
The Jontron of the Pokemon universe.
How dare you?
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Emboar is great.
I guess we're turning this into a pop culture podcast. episode two of this show, and it's already
We are remixing this podcast.
Yeah, we just gotta stay focused. I don't know. What do you guys think? We're gonna put this in the poll when I upload. We'll make a poll. Do you want this to stay a video game podcast?
We'll make a poll.
Pop culture podcast.
And just become longer.
Where we literally just talk. Yeah, and become longer. And really just talk about whatever, news stories, funny stories that have happened to us, movies, comics, shows, video games. That sounds a little better.
We're gonna still talk about video games, so just other stuff included.
But we will make a poll.
I'm gonna be honest. We're just gonna talk about whatever we feel like. So
that's a good one. Yeah.
Colin just spoke his mind.
Yeah.
But
I have no filter.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on another episode.
Huh?
What'd you say?
What? I said, but your shirt is for school.
It's
for school.
Well, technically,
I mean,
it's not for
technically,
school.
It's not technically for
technically,
school.
Technically, yeah.
It's for students and anybody that wants to listen. It's
oh,
filmed at school.
True. But we will not have an episode come out next week.
For it is spring break, and we are going on
the
vacay.
Break for spring.
I cannot wait.
Nick, where are you going for spring break?
Chicago. And I checked the weather, and it's going to be nice.
Like, when you say nice, what do you mean nice?
Yeah, explain.
Nicer than that it has been up here.
Like,
it's going to be in the high 40s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I hate that that's our nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even checked the weather for a bit. Big Rapids in March. It's supposed to be in the low 50s April.
Oh, okay.
Oh, by April.
Right. Yeah. Is everything going to be melted by then, hopefully?
We're gonna flood.
Oh, it's going to be mud season.
Ew,
so, yeah, pack your boots. Put plastic on your new shoes.
Wait,
I know
what?
I will.
Oh, plastic
kidding.
On your new
I'm not that dedicated to my shoes.
I don't care about those shoes.
I don't have Jordans.
But me and Colin, we're heading to Tennessee.
Nice.
Don't speak about me like this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm heading to Tennessee.
I'm also heading to Tennessee, but on a separate trip.
We're going on the same trip.
But we're just going to stay in the same cabin.
Your girlfriend won't let us sit next to each other
in
the car.
No.
She made that very clear.
She was like, you two cannot sit next to each other. You're too rowdy.
Like, we're too rambunctious.
Yeah. We're going to start fights.
I mean,
we're going to make noises.
Still
we're
going to
talk
rowdy
British.
In a different seat. Ah, I'm in the back seat. I'm still rowdy.
See, we're just going to start fights
with anybody we see.
Yeah. While we're in Tennessee, if we have any listeners from Tennessee who want to do
please meet up, we're doing a meet and greet.
Yeah, we're doing a fan meet up. We'll start fights
with you.
Yeah, we'll fight
about
you. I'll cut you.
We'll fight for you. We fight for the
little people.
For the man.
Yeah.
No, we fight against
Kevin
the man.
Hart.
Against the man
for the man for the little people. Okay. But yeah, very short episode. We're gonna make a poll about what you want us to do. We'd really appreciate it if you could vote. Please vote. That's what democracy is. So
democracy in the USA.
But thank
hated
everybody.
That.
Thank you everybody for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.